Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am completely delighted to give you meditation instruction. And today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and I'm going to give you the whole instruction. So if this is the first time you've ever practiced, no problem, I got you. And if this is the billionth time you've ever practiced, no problem. It's always good to hear the instruction. I've heard it and given it a billion times, and I always hear something a little different each time. So we're going to start right now. So please take your seat and begin to get settled. If you're seated on the floor, please sit with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. And if you're in a chair, which is equally as good as sitting on the floor, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to remind you and myself, everyone, that meditation, while we all undertake it because we want some kind of benefit from it, which makes complete sense. You may start to meditate because you have health problems that you need to deal with, or because you're stressed out and you need to just find a little space, fantastic reason, or you're going through something very difficult and you're trying to find some ease in your own heart, or you want to learn to be more patient, or you've just heard it's good for you and you want to give it a try. Excellent. All of these are fantastic reasons. However, it's good to let all of those reasons go when we sit down to practice. Because if we sit down to practice with an agenda, like I need my meditation to perform for me in this particular way, it's not going to work for some reason. That kind of, I need this to work, I have an agenda about this, kind of drains the magic from the practice. And rather than having our meditation practice be another expression of self-help, this is actually an opportunity to let the effort around self-improvement go. Can you imagine? It's such a relief. This is an opportunity to jump off the racetrack of self-improvement that we're all just constantly pushing ourselves on, and instead to just take a look around. Relax. See who you are. Make friends with yourself. So rather than you need to do this better and look better and be better and act better and have more and so forth, instead of that, this is a chance to just be with ourselves exactly as we are. And P.S., whatever your agenda may be, and let's face it, nobody starts to meditate because they think, oh, that might be interesting, I think I'll try it. It's because we have some issue that we want to deal with, and that's totally cool. But what is so magical, I have found, and I, in myself, and in the people I've taught now, you know, a lot of people, over 10,000 people, that when we relax that self-judgment and pushing, a kind of natural wisdom and clarity arise. You already possess everything you need. I can't say this strongly enough. You already possess the wisdom, the knowledge, the solutions, the strength, everything. It's there now. Don't take my word for it though. Keep practicing and see if that isn't so. And when we relax our grip on who we think we're supposed to be, this beautiful wisdom and so forth arises. Again, don't take my word for it. Practice and see if that's what happens for you. So without further ado, here we go. So begin your practice by relaxing. And you can relax your body by giving your weight to whatever it is you're sitting on, cushion or chair. And just be here. With a cat, perhaps. And you can relax your mind by releasing all expectation. All of it. It's very relaxing for your mind. The hands are palms down, just above the knee, or mid-thigh. And the back is straight and strong, very strong, but also very alive and at ease. So it's not stiff and strong, it's relaxed and strong. And the front body, the belly, the chest, and the throat are soft and also relaxed. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted. So it's not, your mouth is a teeny bit open, to allow the muscles of speech to relax. Breath comes in and out through the nose, and the breath is natural, just as it is, no breathing technique. The eyes are open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, and the eyes are very relaxed. Imagine that whatever you're looking at was coming toward you to be seen. So you don't have to reach out with your eyes, you can just sort of allow the visual field to approach you, as it were. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Please place your attention on your breath. And let your attention ride in on the inhale. Excuse me. And flow out on the exhale. Stay with your breathing. Coming in and flowing out. Let your mind rest on the breath. It could happen, of course, that your attention becomes absorbed in thought rather than breath, and that is fine. All you have to do when you notice this is let go of that thought or those thoughts and gently return your attention to your breath and begin again. And it doesn't matter how often or how infrequently you have to do this. All that matters is that at some point you see where you are, you let go, and come back. Thank you so much for your practice.